hope you're not finding the programme too altogether stressful, Tom, because I've got this question for you that's been sent in by Shane.
I've heard some stress is good for you. How do you know how much is too much?
Great question. I like it because stress is kind of talked about in a way where, you know, it's always a bad thing or evil. But if you're going to be really scientific about it and you took away all stress from your life, you'd soon realize that you were understimulated, bored and restless. So then the question then goes, then well, what happens if you're overstressed? And we're probably all familiar with that feeling that we've got too much on and that we're perhaps beginning to shut down and feel a bit too stressed. So my answer to that would probably be to find your personal sweet spot. And it actually follows this Yerkes-Dodson law, where a little bit of stress or arousal in the scientific terms is helpful, but too much and our performance rapidly goes down and our ability to enjoy life. So in terms of sort of practical solutions, I might say that you could probably look out for some of the red flags that you're getting irritable, you're feeling that you can't cope, but also to ask people around you, because it's often the person themselves can't always tell if you're actually swamped. So maybe find someone you trust, a friend, family, a colleague, to report back to you, actually, yeah, you're looking a little bit too stressed, and to check in with yourself. And obviously there's health professionals and your GP if you are concerned.
So a little bit of stress is good. Too much stress and you begin to feel you have no sense of control, and that tends to be deleterious to your life. Is that reflected in biochemical measurements we can make of people if we measure hormones and so on? Do we see that played out?
Yes, exactly. So the stress we feel every day has this corresponding hormonal story that's happening in the body in the background, cortisol being the main stress hormone. And we know that things like cortisol can prevent certain brain areas from growing and adapting with memory. For example, the prefrontal cortex, that big blob at the front of your brain that helps us with the more complex tasks, and the hippocampus, which is involved in memory. So it's not just the stress you feel, but it will be having an impact on your mind and your brain, your ability to remember things and get on with life. So yeah, it's really important to get that balance, that personal balance,